This is Jan Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM, and I have the pleasure of chatting with Natalie, diabetes specialist midwife. And we're doing the type 2 diabetes project at Penistone FM. Thank you for coming along and chatting to me. So you're going to talk about gestational diabetes.
I am, and type 2 diabetes. We do have a large amount of ladies that have gestational diabetes that go on to have their babies, and we need to be making ladies aware that once they've had their babies, they're 5 times more likely to become diabetic, and that they can access care from the Healthier You program to help them reduce the chance of that happening. They can get referrals through their GPs to the Healthier You program, and it's like the NHS prevention program, so it's preventing them from becoming diabetic within 5 years. Once having had a baby and having had gestational diabetes, they should be seeing their GPs annually to have a blood test called the HbA1c that looks at their risk of becoming diabetic. Not many women know that, so I'm hoping this gets out there and makes them aware that they are entitled to that test every year and should be asking their GPs for that.
So that's talking about gestational diabetes and the fact that once they, if they get diabetes whilst pregnant, then they're 5 times more likely to get it in their next pregnancy.
No, 5 times more likely to become actually diabetic. So if you've had gestational diabetes and you become pregnant again, you will then be risk assessed and tested to make sure that you haven't got gestational diabetes again, or if you have, you will be treated accordingly. But the postnatal tests are to help them reduce the chance of actually having type 2 diabetes ongoing in life. And their GP should be advising them that they can have the annual blood test and offering them the referral to the Healthier You programme.
So if we've got ladies listening who are diabetic but not pregnant yet, what is the advice to them if they're about to or have just become pregnant? What's that situation?
So if women already have type 2 diabetes and they're thinking they may want to have a baby in the coming months, they should be making sure that they're having their annual checks with their GPs, their blood tests, their eye checks, their feet check, and making sure that they've advised the GP that they're considering pregnancy, making sure that if their diabetes is uncontrolled, that ideally they should be using contraception to then be able to get their diabetes uncontrolled and have a safer pregnancy. They should be getting their 5 milligrams of folic acid from their GP. We advise women to take the higher dose of folic acid within pregnancy if you have diabetes to help the reducing the chances of the neural defects that are possible if not taken. All women that are considering pregnancy are entitled to a monthly HbA1c check, which is a blood test, which is looking at your levels of diabetes. How high your HbA1c is can affect your pregnancy ongoing. It can put you at risk of miscarriages, stillbirths, things that obviously we want to try and reduce the risk of. So they should be accessing care regularly with their GP. And if they are unstable and still considering pregnancy, they should be asked to be referred to a specialist at the hospital of which they choose to deliver.
Some people listening will be thinking, oh, is there anywhere online that I can just have a look at some information? Is there anywhere that they can go?
They can look online. They can look at the local trust that they're wanting to go. So each hospital has their own website, and it advises them on what they should be doing if they're diabetic. So most hospitals have a QR code that they can scan and get the further information from there. But it is always ideal to see your GP so that you know what your levels are currently, ensure that you've had your annual checks so they can advise you if you're wanting any further checks needed doing, and they can urgently refer you to the unit that you wanted to go to for preconception care if need be, or just for general advice from the obstetricians and the team that normally has a dietitian and a midwife within that unit.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, Natalie. Thank you for speaking to me.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
This is Joanne Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM, chatting with Natalie, diabetes specialist midwife.